Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
There's a risk every time you step on the field.
One of the most dynamic athletes in all of sports.
Hello there.
Is injured on this 4th-and-1 carry.
You're going to be okay.
But there's also something called an unnecessary risk. Why would you put him in harm's way by asking him to run the quarterback's knee?
You're going to be okay.
Joe, I spoke with Andy Reid. Before I could even say anything, he said to me, he's going to be okay.
Say it! You're going to be okay.
Patrick Mahomes is going to be okay.
Say it!
I asked him if Mahomes said anything to him on the field. He said, he told me I'm going to be fine, coach.
Okay, Larry.
Correct.
Without Mahomes, the AFC is going to belong ultimately to the Patriots.
Well, right now.
This may be a pants-off day.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
The absolute stupidity last night of people on social media. A football player, a damn good football player, got injured. It happens in the National Football League. And it turns out that with the MRI today, he's going to miss some time, but he's going to be back during the course of the season. Now we'll see, because he's kind of a scrambling running quarterback, and he, you know, throws on the run. And we'll see how healthy he is at that point, whether he can still play his game. But oh my God, you would have thought somebody died last night. And then it's even worse. The second guessers today is sitting there going, why did they run it? We've watched Tom Brady for 20 years run more quarterback sneaks than any quarterback in the history of the game.
It was a fluke injury.
And he's fine.
And guys like Shannon Sharp, of all people, like Shannon Sharp, you know, is the one that's criticizing the call from Andy Reid.
Football is an inherently dangerous game, and there's a risk every time you step on the field. But there's also something called an unnecessary risk. Skip, he has an injured ankle. Why would you put him in harm's way by asking him to run the quarterback sneak? I can see, Skip,
this is so
if
stupid.
It's the AFC Championship game, if it's the Super Bowl, or if it's to get your team to win a game, Skip, I got no problem with that. Skip, this is the 7th game of the season. Everything that you hope to accomplish is riding on the right arm of that guy. Everything that you want, that you hope to accomplish, is based on 15 and his health.
This is so stupid. Chris Carter did the exact same thing. He did the same. So, first of all, he's got the ankle injury. I agree. So, if you're going to do anything at this point, you sit him out of that game. You sit and say, you know what? Matt Moore can beat Denver. They suck. But the problem was they lost the last two games, Kansas City. Denver won the last two, and they were fearful of that game, and they thought they really needed that game. So, they treated it like a big game, because normally you'd sit him out, right, with an ankle injury, because you need him for the long haul.
And I feel like he's just overreacting.
Oh, you think?
A little bit. Because, you know, the only thing when Brady does it, the thing that I'm always worried about is a linebacker timing it from depth and running up and them hitting right on the crown of the helmet and him getting a concussion. That's what always worried me, because that's what I would try to do
with
Brady.
By the way, if Brady gets a concussion, we will have breaking news. You have the liberty
to call for breaking news whenever I feel like the news is important and breaking. If it's breaking news and it's news, I'm calling for it. But no, this is 1,000 times you can run. I always think of Gronk. When Gronk got hurt on PAT field goal, he got hurt because he stuck his head in there. No one ever gets hurt on PAT block.
Right?
I know, but it was a fluke. It was a major, major fluke injury. What really stood out to me was the fact that some of his linemen, like this guard in his center, all they heard was, get off of me, get off of me, get off of me. And they were saying that they didn't know who it was. Patrick Mahomes has one of the most recognizable weird voices in the
NFL.
Kermit
the Frog.
So you're hearing that.
Here.
What do you think? Oh, that's not. Who is that? I don't know.
The Muppet Show with our special guest star, Ms. Candace Bergen.
I don't understand.
So here's, when you have, like, you know, we all want, like, conviction in our opinions, right?
Yeah.
When we say something, we want to mean it.
Yeah.
So Chris Carter was another one, because he tweeted out, under no circumstances should Mahomes be running a quarterback sneak.
Gotta have a
so that's what he tweeted out. That's an opinion, right? Shouldn't be doing it. So Jason Whitlock responds and says, how come? I have no problem with the call. Chris Carter responded to Whitlock saying, I have no clue and don't care.
Wait, what?
Whitlock said, how come? Like, why shouldn't he have with the call? Chris Carter, I have no clue and don't care.
The guy's got heart.
At least he's strong with his opinion. It's ridiculous to blame it on a quarterback sneak. Like, okay, guy's got a bad ankle. Hike, dive forward. You're going to twist your ankle? Now, if Shannon Sharp said, listen, the guy's got a bad ankle, you know, why is Andy Reid having him roll right every single time? roll left every single time. You know, every single play that they're putting together is him getting out of the pocket and running with a bad ankle. Now, that could be valid. The guy's got a bad ankle. Why are we making him run around the field all day long? But a quarterback sneak where it's hike and just take a step and lunge forward?
First of all,
it's a fluke injury. Stop making too much of it.
No, it's one of these reactions based on looking at it and saying,
his kneecap diving forward.
Right. What are the chances of that happening?
Ugh.
Okay, so you're right. The bigger, if you're going to actually be a second guesser, you can look at it and say, why was he playing the game if he already had a high ankle sprain and you're asking him to run out of that pocket? Then you could sit there and question Andy Reid. But to question him, second guess him, for a quarterback sneak. Tom Brady ran two of them back-to-back last week.
Yeah.
Didn't Bill Belichick sit there and say, ooh, I don't know if I can do the second one.
I did the first one, but
I'm really taking a chance with the second quarterback sneak. And oh, by the way, did you know he was 42 years old?
I would say he's not pliable. That's it. So how do you get hurt? How do you get hurt on a quarterback sneak? The only way, listen, you're young. You should be pliable just by the fact that you're young. That should be it. You shouldn't have to work on being pliable if you're that young.
It's a violent game. You get hurt.
Oh, it's a violent game. Yeah, that's a violent play, all right.
So to me, it's like, we're kind of waiting today on the report of what's going on with the MRI and how long. Was there more damage? I think it was Ian Rappaport. I think he might have had the first report saying that it wasn't that. Yeah, go ahead. We got
my understanding is that the MRI has happened and happened earlier this morning. Obviously, with someone as important as Patrick Mahomes, you want to get it done as soon as you possibly can. And sources have told me and James Palmer as well that the MRI confirmed that Patrick Mahomes did in fact have a dislocated kneecap, but there was not much additional damage, not significant additional damage to Patrick Mahomes. The plan as of late last night was for him to miss at least 3 weeks. I'm told nothing has changed in that plan. So the expectation is the Chiefs do get their MVP, the reigning MVP, and another MVP candidate back at some point relatively soon this season. He is going to seek additional opinions, but at the very least, the early returns are extremely good for Kansas City.
Right, I like that. He's an important guy, so we got the 9 a.m. appointment today.
He was able to get first in.
So he won't miss the rest of the season. Now they play four games, then they have a bye, then it's Oakland and New England. So I think it's Green Bay and Minnesota out of the gate, right? And then it's Tennessee and the Chargers. So what does it do for Kansas City? I think it takes him out of the number one seed, as far as that goes, right? I think they drop a couple games here the next 4 weeks.
Well, unless the Patriots have a major injury here, if Julian Edelman goes down.
Well, do you think they based on the fact that they had those two losses back-to-back at home,
they were still a threat.
I guess there was a chance, yeah, I guess, fine.
Well, I'm but just saying, if two losses, they would beat you. If they beat you, all of a sudden now you could be tied, and at that point, who knows if the Patriots drop one here or not. But I think it just takes them out of the number one seed. Takes them out of a bye. Makes him a very dangerous wild card team that you might face now in the first round or the division's round, which I don't know if that's great either. But the real question is, what is he when he comes back?
Well, they had the home field advantage last year.
Yeah.
How'd that work out for them?
Well, I know, but do you want to, in the first the division series, do you want to play Kansas City?
In the first divisional?
In the first game.
No, probably not. Let's see.
Because you know how scary offensively they are and how explosive they are.
Right.
And even if Mahomes can't run or he's 85%, I mean, look at Matt Moore. He makes one play, and it's a broken play because they turn a shallow cross into a wheel route, and he hits them in stride. It was the only pass that he threw that was remotely good. And by that point in time, it was really – they were just piling on by then because I didn't think – Denver was going to be able to do anything offensively because Joe Flacco was a statue.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised to still see Kansas City in the postseason if you're the New England Patriots. On the other hand, what is he going to look like when he does come back? I mean, he got better news today. None of it's great, but it's better news than the alternative in which they go in there and they find out there's severe damage and they're going to have to do surgery. But it's still an iffy situation when you dislocate your kneecap. It can still move around. He's going out there and he's going to play that violent game again when he comes back.
Look out for that.
And people are going to hit that kneecap again, right? Hmm. We heard Mark Sanchez, and Sanchez talked about it. And Sanchez was the guy that it happened to him. And he went back, and he played 3-4 weeks later. but it was a problem.
When you dislocate your kneecap like I did, you dislocate it laterally. If it relocates itself on its own when you straighten your leg, that's more of a sublux. What they did and physically had to manipulate the knee to push it back in. The issue is underneath your kneecap, the doc talked about this chondral defect, because once you manually push that kneecap back in, you're basically messing with the brake pad that's under your kneecap. And if you break any chunks off, that's the issue. That's what they're looking for in this MRI today.
But I guarantee in your case, you came back and played right. 3 weeks later.
4 weeks later.
Four weeks later. Yeah. But it hindered you or did not? Were you fine?
Definitely hindered me. It's something you think about. You're going to be favoring it. He's definitely going to play with some sort of brace to kind of like on the outside, the lateral side of his knee. He's going to have some sort of C-joint brace to keep it gliding in track, because it's going to be prone to pop out now. Once it happens, you're prone to have it happen again.
And that's the thing he's got to worry about. And then in the off season, maybe you go in and you try to get something done. But they're going to bring him back. And the question is he going to be the same guy? The reason he's the best quarterback or one of the best quarterbacks in the league right now is his running ability, his ability to, first of all, he's got quick receivers, including the rookie they've got, who's terrific as well as Tyreek Hill. But he can buy time back there with his running ability.
Did you hear what Troy Aikman was saying about Matt Moore? In all the years Matt Moore has been playing, and Matt Moore was a guy that threw to me my last year in the league when I had a tryout for
your last touchdown pass.
Also threw me my last touchdown,
pass.
Look at that.
Look at that. Yeah. So there's a connection there. So
you didn't even remember. We had to remind you.
No,
today.
I knew he threw to me, but I didn't know he. I thought Vinny Testaverde was it.
Notice we're giving him a lot of reminders today.
Vinny was the guy that was really important.
Yeah.
But Troy Aikman even talked about how this is the most amount of weapons that Matt Moore has ever had in all his years playing with all the teams that he played with. Well, he's serious.
Right.
Travis Kelce, Hill. I would say LeSean McCoy looks freaking hella good.
Yeah.
Looks really good. Still has a burst. Still has great vision. That guy's a weapon. So, listen, he came off the bench in the second quarter, and he was a little shocked. He was really kind of bad for the most of the game. But he's more than serviceable. But the one thing that the Chiefs need to worry about is, okay, you're 5-2. And you got the Raiders at what, 3-2?
Yeah. Now they're the Raiders.
No, I do not. But enough where they could catch them. I mean, they could catch them. And then the next game that Patrick Mahomes would be back would be when the Chiefs actually play the Raiders the week before they play the Patriots.
Yeah. So to me, that is a bye. You got 5 weeks to get them ready.
And you got two huge games as soon as you come back. Well, both teams desperate to secure their place.
So here's the question: you're going to get Matt Moore for 3, 4, 5, who knows how many games. You tell me, are you buying what you've seen for the first 5 weeks of the season with that Kansas City defense, or are you buying what you saw last night, because that was a totally different defense that we've seen?
That defense?
Last night.
That defense did a great job against two good young backs, about 71 yards between the two of them, Freeman and Lindsay. Lindsay.
Yeah.
But they're no better than you are. Offensively, their offensive line, they're no better than you.
No.
Maybe your backs are a little bit better, but I don't know, Lindsay and Freeman, Lindsay's a damn good back, a little undersized, but he plays like a big back.
Yep.
So if Kansas City was able to do that after just getting smashed and embarrassed and called out repeatedly on national television, they decided to man up, and they played a great game on the road.
See,
What makes you think they can't stop you?
Well, I think their defense is still a suspect. I'm not going to base it on one game, and especially when Joe Flacco played as poorly as he played last night. I have no idea what he was doing.
He's trying to break a record.
Longest time in the pocket before he actually throws the football?
Sacked record. Yeah, the quarterback to get sacked the most.
Nine?
He is so bad.
Right. 9 times.
And he's just holding the ball, constantly holding the ball.
You know what he doesn't have?
What? Liability?
No, he probably doesn't have. Yes, your favorite word. Mobility.
No, he has no pocket awareness.
What happened to him? Honestly, I mean,
I think he cashed in. He won a Super Bowl. He cashed in. He made all of his money.
Was he ever that good? Or did he just have like all these
good
other
that
quarterbacks?
One year.
He had that one year, and he timed it out right, and it all worked out, and they win the Super Bowl.
I was never a believer. Were you ever a believer in Joe Flacco?
Well, what did you think he was going to be? Do you think he was going to be that every year, or did you think
Joe Flacco was the quarterback on a team that was not scared of you?
Yeah.
So, I mean, he played well at times against you. But
they didn't even need him.
Wasn't a guy you're very impressed
with. Yeah, we could look it up and see what his numbers were. I'm not sure his numbers were great against New England in that game that he beat them here in Gillette, right? I'm not sure his numbers were great in that game. But he won, so, you know.
But that's kind of what you're looking at with quarterbacks. That's That's what the college has given you. That's what the pros are giving you. You can either go Matt Moore, or you could go as Joe Flacco. But I tell you what you can go, and this is what people are calling for, and I'm surprised we haven't played the music, because now the Kansas City Chiefs are officially on the Colin Kaepernick clock.
They should be.
Time to sign. Just want to clap it up for us. Do I get credit for bringing it up?
Yeah. You get quarterback.
You get credit. Hey, you should sign Colin Kaepernick.
Isn't it nice? The guy's on EEI that can move around? Talking about Kaepernick again.
Yeah, you should. Listen, I'm all for it, man. I'm ready.
You just want to see it. Great.
No, I'm ready.
Some applause for Lou.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I think he deserves it. I think he's been blackballed.
Oh, yeah. He's very good of
you. Yeah, I want some more applause.
Very good of you. You are woke. You're enlightened. Thank you.
More importantly, I just want him on the field.
Yeah,
and just one way or the other,
right? Exactly.
If he plays well, so be it. And we could talk. Well, she last 3 years, you could have helped somebody. Fine, whatever. Just I want closure.
I heard Keyshawn Johnson talking about
please
it.
Please clap.
talking about it this morning. It's as if any time now, I don't even know who their backup quarterback is, because now they have Matt Moore. I don't even know who the backup is.
I told you, isn't it? Oh, yeah. It's Pat Shurmur's kid.
Pat Shurmur's
Kyle.
Should
Kyle
look that up.
Shurmur.
Is it
ooh, Kyle Shurmur?
Kyle Shurmur. Yeah, it's Pat Shurmur's kid.
Honestly, isn't that a pretty good fit?
Where?
An offense like that where you like to get your quarterback outside the pocket and throw the ball as far as you can to Tyreek Hill.
Yes. I mean, perfect guy. So you're right. If there's ever a place.
Hey, Colin Kaepernick, we're going to play you the veteran minimum prorated.
Right.
You still want to come back?
Nah,
yeah, for 4 weeks. Nah. And then we'll cut you.
My girlfriend won't allow me.
No. She says I make more money making sneakers in China.
I'm an activist now, you know. But you're right. If you talk, because we've said this many times, we've looked at it and said, okay, you need to have a certain system that he's going to play in. And I'm not sure in the past a lot of teams have been a good match for him. This you could probably say, maybe Kaepernick is a decent match. Now, there's a lot of motion in the offense. There's a lot of confusion.
That team would be a great match for anybody. You have awesome weapons. You got great players,
and
like they make up for your lack of experience
and speed. Oh my God,
they win all the time.
So that's a offense that worries you, even if you're the New England Patriots. As good as the defense is, and we've been talking about, there's no separation against New England's DBs, and yet that is one in which you could see that they could get some separation because just pure speed.
Yeah, but if Matt Moore is the quarterback. By the time you play them, whatever.
And you know what? What's the over-under on how many games he ends up playing?
Oh, Matt Moore?
Before he gets hurt.
He's just so randomly
Kyle
dangerous.
Shurmur.
I think the good story, though, is what happened on the other side of the field. Denver. I think they got Indy next week. Then they got Cleveland. So when's the trade deadline?
After the 29th.
2 weeks.
The 29th.
From 2 weeks from yesterday.
October 29th.
Okay, so after you get smacked at Indianapolis next week.
Dunsky.
So I think Phil Perry wrote it, and then, you know. It's time for Emmanuel Sanders to be moved, and you want them to keep losing?
Yeah.
Right? They beat Tennessee. They beat the Chargers. They won a couple games.
They get
like,
fooled.
Oh, no.
They get fooled.
Well, then they get smoked, embarrassed at home. They're going to get smoked at Indy next week, and now all of a sudden here comes Emmanuel Sanders. Did you hear Emmanuel Sanders after the game?
Yes.
He was talking about that just brutal performance, and he had to have been, I'm guessing, talking about Joe Flacco's performance, but this was him after the game.
Man, you guys go down and score. It looked like the first drive of the game. He had something going, and then what happened after that?
I don't know. I don't even have the answers. You know, obviously, I do know, but I'm not going to say it, so it is what it is. Next question.
I don't know. Obviously, I know. Just not going to tell you. Right?
Well,
he
closed it up. I said, "It is what it is." You know what that is? That's code to the New England Patriots.
Why would you
come save me?
Why would you? Why would you have this guy on your team?
I wish you would have said, "I have zero role."
I mean, he's a free agent. What are you doing?
I would worry about his attitude.
Cortland Sutton's your guy.
I would worry about his attitude.
I don't know about that. I mean, you would worry about his attitude coming to an undefeated team.
No. His attitude in Denver.
Oh,
I would worry about him the rest of the season. Checked out.
He's already got his bag packed. He's ready for the offseason.
He's looking at it going, okay, this is not the same Flacco I saw a few years
ago. People are calling for John Elway's job, I mean, which is unthinkable in that town.
I don't think it's surprising at all. That crowd last night, they're a great football market. You know that.
Sure,
pro football, they are really, they understand the game. And those people are pissed. They are accustomed to being a real good team, a contender. They're nowhere close to that
right now.
And I think
they actually thought they were going to be good with Joe Flacco coming to the rescue.
And they still have a pretty good defense.
The problem is that John Elway, John Elway was a great quarterback, but he's a terrible judge of quarterback talent.
How about that?
The only guy that he got
dropped on his lap.
Was Peyton Manning?
It dropped on his lap.
The team was perfect. It was at a strong defense. I mean, he started off great, but then it was really the defense that helped them win those games. It wasn't Manning.
But think about it. He didn't go in the draft. He didn't go and have to make a trade or anything. What happened was Indianapolis moved on.
And so it dropped
on his lap. It was the perfect fit.
He was about to play Brock Osweiler a ton of money, but Houston was dumber and decided to pay Brock Osweiler this huge contract and ended up cutting him. But they were about to sign him, and then they got him back on a discount.
Total disaster.
You know, at 34 years old, thought he was just going into his prime, and so we're excited that Joe's here.
He's not.
34 going into his prime. I'm sorry, the quarterback I saw last night, prime is long gone. All right, let me get to some of the phone calls. Jim wants to talk about this Mahomes and the quarterback sneaks. Go ahead, Jim.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, Jim. What's up?
Great show. I listen to you guys every day.
Okay, thank you.
With the kneecap thing, with the play, I think it's the coaching. Like, when you see Brady do it, he's been doing it for 20 years. So it's execution. And the line coach is the best on the planet. So I'm watching the game right now, and I've been seeing the replay over and over again.
It was a fluke injury, Jim, was it not?
Execution. What?
It was a fluke injury.
Well, I just feel that the coaching, you should have made a running. They're running the game like crazy. They have it's not a bad running game. They should have just ran the ball. I don't think they.
So the quarterback comes up to the line of scrimmage, and he looks and he sees some opening in one of the gaps. He sees an opening. All he has to do is lean over there. What should he do?
He went too high. He went high. Brady goes down low. He always goes down low to the ground.
So, Jim, is there something where if you go high, you could dislocate your kneecap?
Yeah, when you go high, you got the defense more all over you. It gives the defense more time to get on top of you. Brady goes so quickly underneath that he goes, and it's a very well practice play. He's been doing it for 20 years.
Not there you don't.
No,
not there you do. You want to extend the football. You go up high to extend the football to cross the line, correct?
No. You never see Brady go over the top. Never. Never.
You're in the goal line right now. You're not taking the ball.
Jim, the bottom line is whether you go high, whether you go low. He dislocated his kneecap, Jim. Jim, that's a fluke.
It was a regular running play. Because they had a great running play the whole game. They were running the ball perfect. They have a great running game. On that play, I would have just ran the ball.
Right, well,
and with confidence, so only also because he did have the ankle injury already. I would have protected him because
dude,
you need the
hike,
guy for the rest of the
game. A hike and a lean forward. If we want to protect his ankle. Then don't let him roll to the right. And make him throw from the pocket. Don't call anything when he rolls right, rolls left. It's a fluke injury. Let's not overthink this.
It's unbelievable. And I agree that if he were rolling right and he injured his ankle, then you could argue the point and say, well, he had a bad ankle going into the game. He's been fighting through this ankle injury for the last three, 4 weeks.
They ran the ball last night.
What's that?
They ran the ball 27 times for 80 yards.
They weren't running great.
No, McCoy had one good run.
That was it. Albert is in Rhode Island. Oh, Albert, here we go. Albert?
Yeah, how's it going, boys? Good. Unfortunately, I was listening to every word you said a few minutes ago, and when you were talking about Mahomes, you started off saying it correctly. You said the best, one of the best quarterbacks in the league. I know you're probably not allowed. Yeah, so here's my question.
No, hold on.
Just let him go.
You have a volume button, Glenn. I'm just saying.
Go ahead,
you
Albert.
Can use it.
Let him finish up.
Okay. Is the one of you stooges right now actually think that Tom Brady's better than Patrick Mahomes?
No.
You mean today?
Okay. No, well, what about the other two?
I'm just asking you.
Christian, today, who's the better quarterback right now?
Oh, right.
Sean
now.
Watson.
Okay. Exactly. I just wanted to make sure.
I'll go with Russell Wilson, Albert. I think he's the best quarterback in the league.
He's really the MVP.
What is your freaking point?
I don't think anybody believes.
Make your point.
My other point is when you're trying to.
No. Make the first point because you haven't made a first point yet. Make your first point.
I'm giving you props for going on the – well, you wouldn't go on the air and say it. I'm giving you props for admitting that there's a better player in the a better quarterback in the NFL than Tom Brady.
I think we've been saying it all year long.
Don't talk like
I think
that. You haven't been saying it all year
I've been saying it all year long. I've been saying it all year long. Okay, goodbye. I've been saying it all year long.
You know, so if you're going to have him on, if you're going to accept the call,
yeah, you got to let
you got to let him go.
I can't let him go.
No, but you hold on. You have a volume switch, and I know your arms are short, and you got to stop using that as an excuse.
I can't mark.
You say stop using an excuse.
I'm six
I'll
inches away.
I'll do it
away.
For you.
It's my story of my life. I'm six call, inches away.
I still want to at least hear his crazy takes.
He's accusing us. That's what he's doing. He's accusing us.
Who cares?
Yeah, the quarterback.
Accuse us. Arrest us.
Are you afraid of
I get
Rhode
that.
Island?
Hold on, excuse me.
Does Albert from Rhode Island
intimidate you? No, he says the same thing for
we
8 years.
You don't
I don't know. I feel
Do you know what he was about to say?
No.
He wants to rip Brady. He rips Brady every time he calls.
I wanted to find out how.
Yeah. This time how?
This time.
Because he thought we were praising Brady over Mahomes. He clearly brought that out. He was claiming that we were doing it.
I think.
In which you basically said, how about today? Who would you take? Because obviously you were joking that one of them has a dislocated kneecap and the other one at 42 years of age is healthy. I think we all agree that Mahomes is a better quarterback than Brady, right?
Yes.
Okay. Russell Wilson, better quarterback.
But... again, this is where it always gets, maybe because the history of the success that he's had kind of skews your opinion of him. When it comes to one game, winner take all, who you taking?
Well,
I think the battle is really only between two people. I don't think
Russell Wilson?
Yeah. I think the competition is between Russell Wilson, who does it on a regular basis, and Mahomes, who's never – you can't win on primetime.
Right.
He doesn't get win. He doesn't get credit for that win last night.
But I think
Matt Moore gets credit for that win.
But I've been saying this all year long, that I think Russell Wilson right now is a better quarterback than Patrick Mahomes.
That's up for talk show debate. What do you guys think?
He's a better quarterback than Aaron Rodgers right now. I think Wilson is the answer, and for some reason, the national media is still talking Aaron Rodgers. Would you not take Russell Wilson over Aaron Rodgers
Well, that's
right
one
now?
Thing this injury does, right? I mean, it just takes – Pat Mahomes out of the MVP discussion and puts, I mean, Russell Wilson right smack in the middle of it. I mean, it's his right now. Right now.
Yes.
It's his.
Yes.
So maybe McCaffrey, but I don't think they'll ever give it to a non-quarterback.
No, that's a good
especially
point.
Especially if Russell Wilson continues. But if McCaffrey puts up records.
It's a good point.
Then maybe.
Well, you got to have that.
Because you're playing with a backup quarterback down there, and he is really your offense.
See, McCaffrey could do it, though. McCaffrey is that type of. So
well,
Adrian Peterson
won it 1 year.
Yeah, but he ran for a million yards.
Yeah.
Coming off a knee injury.
It's got to be stats.
Well, McCaffrey could be like Marshall Faulk.
You need a historic
as far as running
performance.
And catching and yards. So far, that would be the way I would do it. A guy who, a back who basically does everything.
Well, yeah.
You lose your starting quarterback, you catch 95 passes, you rush for 1,500 yards.
You got to put a historic season together to take it from a quarterback.
Yeah.
Well, if you're a wide receiver that does it, usually the quarterback is involved in that as well.
Yeah.
So the only way to do it is if a running back, say, I don't know, sets records for total yards scrimmage, which he's on pace for.
Well, didn't we have J.J. Watt was in the running, was finished second or whatever?
Yeah. It's just whatever.
So was Aaron Donald, though. And Aaron Donald
You can make a case for him. You can make a case. But the numbers don't match up. You can't use numbers.
The guys who are actually voting can't really dictate. They can't quantify
how
much of an impact he's truly having
based
on the fact that he's not catching passes, he's not scoring touchdowns.
Shane is out in the western part of the state. Hey, Shane.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Shane?
Can you hear me?
I got you, Shane. What's up?
All right. My name is James, honestly, but...
Oh, you're
just
Shane.
Changed his name on.
I think that Joe Flacco is maybe one of the worst quarterbacks in the whole NFL.
Was last night.
And the Broncos would be better if they left him. I'm a Broncos fan. I'm a Peyton Manning fan. I'm a John Elway fan. Tom Brady's the best quarterback I've ever seen in my life. Don't get me wrong. But you got to get rid of Joe Flacco. And watching him turn around and throw the ball away last night before the play was over, it's embarrassing.
Yeah, I wasn't as upset with that as I was him trying to just hold on to the football. I have no idea what the hell he was looking at. And he's
By the way, real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Going into the draft, didn't you say that kid Noah Fant could catch? Like he's
I
good
sucked
receiver?
Last night.
He was the what? Receiving tight end.
He was awful last night.
What the hell was he doing last night?
I think it's a product of the environment now. It's like everybody, it's just like a shrapnel
effect.
That
kid, the other kid, Hawkinson?
Yeah.
Whatever the kid in Detroit?
Detroit.
And him.
Yeah.
And he was the pass catcher, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they both were, but he was the guy
And then Buffalo's got the other kid, right?
Who's
the
Dawson?
Yes.
Oh, I like him.
Yes, he's the
other guy. He's going to end up outshining all of them.
And then Patriots drafted no tight end. Interesting.
Amazing.
Eddie's in a car. Hello, Eddie.
Hey, guys, how are you? You know, sports has been so lame the last couple of months. That's why you haven't heard from me. But you had a couple of idiots get on this afternoon and encouraged me to call in.
Nice.
You know, Mahomes, you know, the quarterback sneak, give me a break. You know, people talking about, oh, why would you do that? You're taking a chance of hurting him. That quarterback has more of a chance of getting hurt during these regular plays where he's dropping back to make a pass and moving around. The quarterback sneak is one of the safest plays for a quarterback. And to listen to these football fans whining that this guy got hurt, it just kind of makes me sick. It makes me sick.
Well, Eddie, I would agree with you, but it's not just football fans, because we heard Shannon Sharp say it today that he never should have done. We heard Chris Carter tweeting.
But Shannon's an idiot.
Well,
he's
Chris
idiot,
Carter's
so
maybe another one there, because he said he should not be running a quarterback sneak. So
well,
let me
ask you a question.
Well, how about Cam Newton?
You're an athlete, but honestly, guys, really, you're out there. He got his knee messed up. You're telling me that can't happen on the tackle. That can't get happen when they run into him. Honestly, yeah. It's easy to go back today and say, oh, well, they should have done the quarterback sneak. Let me ask you this: when was the last time a quarterback got hurt on a quarterback sneak before this guy? That he actually got put out of put out for an extended period of time.
I would like to say never. I'm going to go with never.
When was the last time a quarterback dislocated his kneecap on a quarterback sneak?
I would say never. I would say never.
Thanks,
what is
Eddie
saying? I'm right, you're wrong.
I'm right, they're wrong.
No, they're wrong.
I was a little bit confused where he was going.
I'm
who's
not
right,
sure.
Who's wrong?
He was passionate, though.
It's
so
a fluke. The guy dislocated his kneecap.
Let it go.
Diving forward
a
yard. Like, enough. It's just a fluke. And you know what? Honestly, if it can happen on that, maybe it was just a matter of time before it happened somewhere else.
Right? Yeah, I mean, I don't understand. I was shocked when I started hearing people talk about it, and they're sitting there blaming Andy Reid.
Yeah.
I mean, there's stuff you can blame Andy Reid for, all right? Last couple of minutes
clock
of post
management.
Game, stuff like that.
Use because, of timeouts.
Because he's got a great offensive mind, and his system is terrific, and he utilizes the personnel and the quickness of his personnel for all this motion crap. But you got to be kidding me. You're going to blame him for the quarterback getting hurt last night. It might be the dumbest thing, and these are people that are going on. And this is a hot take today? It's ridiculous. We got the lock of the week with Luke coming up in this next segment. I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah.
Trending Now, coming up next.
Back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Their defense is good. They have been all year, but you know, just like any other team, they're not unbeatable. So we just got to go out there, find the weakness in the defense, and keep working it. So that's what we're going to do on Monday night. Our whole team's super excited to play, too. We're excited to go out there. We had a good practice today. We're just looking to build off of that.
Sam Darnold, quarterback, Jets. He'll get that opportunity to play against that Patriot defense on Monday.
Oh, he will he?
Yep. So is this, as we look at the schedule, because that's what people have been saying, all right, the numbers look great for the Patriots defense, but who the hell have they played? So if they limit that Jets team to, let's say, 3 or 6 or 1 touchdown, 7 points, is that legitimate now?
No, someone will twist it, you know, that it's Sam Darnold, and you know, he's still only in his second year.
Oh, great, you beat 1-14.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they only won one game.
But I think it will. I think it'll be impressive if they hold them to 6. Yeah. But I also wonder if Sam Darnold didn't, you know how the Patriots are. Their defense is good. But like any team, they're not unbeatable.
Ooh, bulletin board material.
We got to go out, find the weakness in the defense, and keep working.
Yeah.
So he's basically telling you the truth. We got to find, because that's his job. Your job is to find the weakness, find where they're vulnerable, and take advantage
of it.
How
about this comment?
How dare you?
What? I'm sorry.
How about this comment? Once all the guys get back together, I think we're unstoppable on offense.
That's just I don't know. I don't mind to twist that into some sort of motivation.
Christian, this is the team that
three weeks
ago against, was it Buffalo? That said, yeah, they've been good so far, like the offensive linemen.
Yeah.
But you can't crown them anything until we play them. And you got Van Noy after the game reminding the guy of what he said. You're like, what
you said we were good. You said we were good. and talented. How dare you?
That's good. Showed you.
How dare you?
It's a good point.
So you got this guy coming out saying, once we get all the guys back together, I think we're unstoppable in offense.
The truth is that you can't say anything. If you're Sam Darnold, the highest compliment would be looked at as you being condescending or smartass. That's how they would play it.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, it works for him.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you should take on that type of philosophy, Glenn.
Yes, I should.
Like, you suck. Right. You're short.
Good.
So you can't get any taller. Ah, see what I did to you there? No matter what, you'll never get any taller.
But I don't suck, though, right?
You're fat. I'm ending the conversation there. I'm ending it there, moving
on. Listen, I don't blame the kid for saying it. And when they get Herndon back, we're going to have everybody together, and we have an opportunity to do something. The thing I'm looking forward to on Monday night is this is a pretty good defense. We talk about Buffalo defense, and Brady had difficulty against that Buffalo defense. This defense is pretty good. And this may be the better – if we're looking at the schedule, other than Buffalo, what other better defense have they played?
Well, but also, it's not like your offense is, you know, proven. I get it. They put up a lot of points. But I don't see any –
But they wear down the other
threat.
Team. That's what they do.
Well, their defense helps them out. You just get demoralized over – if you're a defense and you're sitting on the bench, and as soon as you grab a cup of Gatorade – and you sit there and go, oh, man, hey, good series. We
three and out again?
What? No, three and out. What? An interception? Where's my helmet? You're sitting there running around, and you got to do it because you know you can do it. You can achieve it. You can stop Brady and slow him down. But eventually, he's going to make a play, well, or they're going to call the right play, or you're just going to, you know, miss the tackle.
Right, and we've seen that. There's a zillion plays in the Giants game and in the Redskins game. And they eventually just wear down the defense. So the question is, this is a better defense than what they faced over the last few weeks.
So you want to call for an upset now or later? You want to wait till Monday? Or you want to call
for
an upset
Monday.
We got until Monday to figure it out.
Because a lot of people are flirting with the upset. They're flirting with it. They want to call it. Wasn't it Boomer Esiason from Monday?
Yes.
I feel like Boomer called it on Monday when he picked the Greg Jets. Hill show.
He picked the Jets to win against Dallas.
Okay.
Last week?
He did.
Yes.
So he's right. So that was a good call.
I don't think they win by more than 10. I think that line is up to 10. And around here, New England, it's probably 10.5. Because that's what bookies do. I don't think they win by more. I think it's 6-7-point game.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Everyone's calling for a grinded out game.
Yeah.
It's always the opposite always happens.
Under. What's the over under?
I think it's 44.
Under.
They could just as easily go out there and destroy Sam Darnold, just like they did Daniel Jones.
Yeah, but it would be the defense that would do it. So that's why I'm saying the defense is going to play great, I believe, on Monday night. And the defense may do some of the scoring on Monday night's game. That would not surprise me if they confuse Sam Darnold and force him to turn over the ball a couple times. Question is, what does your offense look like? You're gonna have no Gordon.
No Ryan Izzo. No Lacoste.
Thanks for that one.
So your two tight ends
haven't played it down
and
yet.
And remember, you also lost your fullback last week, so now you're
correct.
Playing your first game, and you have a no fullback,
right?
And at two new tight ends, basically.
And you may get Burkhead.
Errol Tomlinson.
Burkhead may play.
Okay, so if you have a tailback, all right. So you have a plethora of tailbacks back there. You don't need any more tailbacks.
Maybe he can play fullback. He seems like a healthy individual.
You know what I actually heard? Think is a good idea
this week. Maybe
here's what I think is a good idea. And Bill kind of mentioned it about the Patrick Pass type, that
linebacker.
Body type. No. The Patrick Pass and Heath Evans. Those guys were kind of just big tailbacks, but they were used as fullbacks in college. Heath Evans was a fullback in college. A tailback. When he got to the league, he was too big, so they turned him into a fullback, a soft fullback, but fullback nonetheless. Brandon Bolden, on the other hand, why not? I mean, he's not
because
huge
he's your best
and
back.
Thick. I do think he's
How
your
about
best.
Sony
I think
Michel
he's your
is your fullback.
No, you just want to stop giving him the ball. That's what you want to do.
Let Sony
you want
Michel
to find ways
be the fullback
to stop giving
and
him
give the
ball
to Brandon Bolden.
I tell you, Brandon Bolden, I would not be surprised if he lines up as a fullback, either off the offset or even I formation, whatever. Hey, listen,
but
it's not like the linebacker. It's not like the linebackers are LeVon Kirkland out there.
I understand
small.
That, but Brandon Bolden's a very important piece to special teams. You see, he has a role in the offense, running the football. Do you want his hand down the ground, say, run 5 yards as fast as you can and hit that guy?
Well, as long as
he's not.
How
many times do you want him to do that?
Five times.
Before you lose three fullbacks.
Five times? I mean, think about it. How did Devlin, well, I don't even know how
Jakob Johnson got hurt.
No, I don't know.
I know Devlin's got the neck. Johnson's got whatever.
Was it shoulder?
I don't remember. Yes, it was shoulder. Which is a bad injury for a forward.
Probably in the block. Probably blocking somebody.
Listen, as long as he – well, so, I mean, guys get hurt all the time, but as long as they're not doing quarterback sneaks, I think they're fine.
Right. Well, that's – I mean, obviously –
well, that's only a kneecap.
Izzo didn't get hurt blocking somebody.
Izzo got a concussion in practice.
Maybe his head – maybe the back of his helmet hit the turf
when he got pancaked. A scout team player pushed him back in practice and he hit his head on the turf. Really? Is that how you're going to mock him?
That's the injury
Poor
I'm going
guy.
With for Izzo.
Oh, man. I tell you what, that offense is snake bit. They're getting guys hurt in practice. Not a game. Not a game. Practice. The best Allen Iverson
impression. So you think Brady's getting more frustrated, and is it going to build over the next – 2 weeks, because we're less than 2 weeks away from the trading deadline. He's going to be going crazy.
He's
going to.
What are we doing? He's going to October 29th when they don't do anything.
Why?
He's just going to say, "Well, that's just my life, and that's the way it goes." And then he'll look to his right and he'll say, "Ooh,
no, he'll be
Harry. You look an awful like Anquan Boldin. What's up?"
He will
Antonio Brown will tweet something, Instagram something.
He's doing the same thing,
Taco
by the way,
Tuesday.
To Demaryius Thomas. Did you?
Is he really?
Was talking about that earlier. Yes, he's doing the same thing for him.
So another message, why'd you get rid of one of my better wide receivers?
Yeah.
The question I have is, does Demaryius Thomas make him pay for trading him? Is that one of those games where Demaryius Thomas goes for like 10 and 120 and 2
I don't know about that, but – 4, 5, 6 catches, which is what he's been
doing. You would think motivated. He would be ultra motivated.
He feels like
game.
It was
no
a waste
question.
Of time. He felt like he was lied to.
Yeah.
Even though Bill came out and said, no, I told you the truth.
By the way, speaking of, you said the Greg Hill show?
Yes.
You know, Brady said he wasn't going to try to get Gronk out of retirement. What about Julian Edelman? Because they asked him about Gronk possibly coming back.
I'm going to start with Gronk. We had Gronk in the studio this week, and he said that he's not coming back. do you believe him?
You know, I don't know. If he does, hey, that's awesome. We need it. But, you know, you're not really worried about that. You're worried about the Jets and who you're playing, your opponent this week.
All right, I'm done.
Yeah, man.
If
how
he
do
does,
I sound
so
cool.
can I?
Yeah,
we
can
need
you.
It.
Yeah, come on.
What do you mean?
It looked different in print than when I heard it. And I heard
it. I just heard it.
This one. Yeah, he really doesn't.
I don't know if he does. We need it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, like, did you expect the Patriot to sit there and say that we need it?
If he does, hey, that's awesome. We need it.
It's awesome. We need
true.
It. If he
need
does,
it.
It's awesome. We need it.
Right.
Okay. Well, I don't think it's any.
They don't want to rip.
You're right.
They don't want to rip Gronk, but it's not like, you know, he's sitting there going, yeah, we definitely need him right now.
Would a Patriot answer be like, hey, if he does, great, but, you know, we got a lot of good options at tight end. Guys are working hard.
Eric Tomlinson is really busting his
butt. We got Ben coming back, and I know Izzo and Lacoste. Those guys are working real hard, and we're doing our best, and I'm just happy for – instead, yeah, if he does, hey, it'd be awesome because we need it. need it.
Sometimes
well, they
when you
do, and I don't think it's any secret.
Yeah, when you're hearing Edelman, you're wondering sometimes, is he actually thinking
his
while
eyes
he's
are
talking,
definitely squinted.
Right?
Oh, exactly. Squinted, driving in his car, looking at his reflection in the rearview mirror.
Raising up his left eyebrow, looking in the mirror.
Yeah. You guys can't see this right now, but I'm glaring at my rearview mirror.
It. And he's
Can
right.
they please play it? Next time they have him on, would they please play this song? Please play this song when he comes on.
All right, Lou's killing it. His lock of the week. He's 2-4.
Well, that's a fluky loss. Fluky losses.
They're all fluky.
Back door's been open, and they've walked right through it.
And you are right, Glenn, and you are right, Lou. It is that time of the week. It's Friday, so it's the time for the lock of the week.
And
brought to you by Craft. I got to pay it forward.
Go ahead.
I got brought to you by Craft Master Hardware, security hardware, and locksmith supplies for your business. Check them out at craftmasterhardware.com. That is, can I finish, please? They told you to stop when I'm. They told you to stop talking to me.
I don't listen.
craftmasterhardware.com.
Nice. You said lockmasters? Can't we get one over here to fix
the
door?
Master.
We need a door master.
Door knob master.
All right, for the lock, we're going to head out to the Windy City. Chicago's at home, giving 3.5 to New Orleans. Give the points. New Orleans walking into Chicago. Alvin Kamara is out. Jared Cook is out.
Jeez.
Cook's got a couple touchdowns the last few weeks. Red zone target. Bridgewater does not throw the ball downfield. He needs Jared Cook. He needs Kamara catching the ball in the backfield. It's just Michael Thomas, and he doesn't like to throw the ball deep.
Who's the
backup? That defense is legit. in Chicago.
Who's
and
the backup?
They will stuffle him.
Backup quarterback for the Bears.
The backup quarterback for the Bears?
Yeah.
Who is it?
Yeah. Trubisky, I believe, is questionable for this game and has not practiced.
Yeah, isn't it still, was it Chase Daniel?
Chase Daniel, yeah. There's your quarterback. So you're going to.
Not Colin Kaepernick?
You're going to rely on.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I know they got I don't think New Orleans is going to score. That's what I'm telling you.
He's not a believer in Teddy Bridgewater.
No, I'm not. Well, he's a dink and dunk guy. Yeah, he just lost his red zone tight end, and he lost his quarterback.
I would worry about Chicago scoring. What's the over-under? There's your lock.
Oh, I don't know.
What's that? I'd take the under on that one. All right, so you're taking Chicago.
I'm going to lay the points to Chicago. New Orleans doesn't score 10.
All right. This hour's been brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork, but we're not done. Here's Last Call.
Time now for Last Call.
See you later.
I'm done.
And it's been a blast.
I think the show's been a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
No, I'll let it go.
Last Call.
I don't thrill about the end of it.
Our very, very best. You know, we've saved for last.
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
Brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate your car. Help a child today. Schedule your free pickup, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or carsforkids.com.
Yep.
Great meltdown today.
What do you got?
On the Michael K. Show on ESPN, 98.7 FM in New York.
Nice.
Don LaGreca did not like what a caller had to say.
Michael, this is Gil. In Bensonhurst. Listen to me, Michael, please. Please don't hang up. Please listen.
It's a prank.
Okay.
Sounds like a prank to me.
Last night, this whole thing would be different if Joe Girardi, Aaron Boone, if Aaron Boone had the presence of mind to pinch hit for Gary Sanchez in the first inning.
All right, goodbye, Gil. You said don't hang on, Gil.
I lied.
All right,
goodbye. Bye. Get off the phone.
Bye, Gil.
Get off
bye, Gil.
The phone.
Bye-bye, Gil. Bye,
God,
Gil.
I can't talk to
bye,
people
Gil.
Like this anymore.
Bye-bye, Gil.
Oh, my
bye,
God. God.
Pinch
stop
hit for
it,
Gary
Gil.
Sanchez in the first inning. Then why was he in the lineup, Gilbert? Oh, my God.
Stop. Just don't dial the phone, please. Or have the nurse not dial the phone, okay? I just don't understand. Michael, we got to stop. Andrew, screen them out. We can't do it. We're on for another 3 hours. It can't be done. Screen them out. I'll take an Islander call. I'm not going to do this today. I'm not. I'll get ready for the Ranger game. I'll sit in the corner like Blair Witch with my notebook, and I'll write all the numbers down for the Capitals. I'm not going to sit here for 3 hours and talk to moron baseball fans. You're not going to pinch in for a catcher in the first inning and then leave yourself with just one catcher for the rest of the game? Austin Romine's going to hit a grand slam home run? Why? He's 0-for-2 in the history of the postseason, for God's sakes. Stop it. Screen him out.
Jeez.
By the way, when a caller says don't hang up on me, I can guarantee you, you're going to hang up on him.
Wow.
You should never say
that.
Right,
I feel like
that guy.
That.
Like that prank call.
It's been a while since
don't hang up
anybody.
On me. Don't hang up on me.
Thanks for the call, Chris. Really, really enjoyed it. Bill is up next in Nashville. Bill, go right ahead.
Don't hang up on me. They're going to hang up on you. This date, 2015.
It's the first.
The Colts with an odd field. Try that again.
What?
An odd fake punt against the Patriots.
Practice all those throws. Uh-oh.
Yeah. Now we've got on a fourth down and 3. You got Griff Whalen ready to take the snap. He'll snap it. Actually, Colt Anderson is behind him. And what in the world? Flag is down. You tell me.
I thought maybe they were going to try and get him to jump off sides.
Yeah. Illegal formation. The whole right side of the line was not on the line of scrimmage. Offense. This penalty is declined. The result of the play is first down for New England.
There is absolutely no way possible that they should have snapped that ball and tried to sneak it. There were 3, 4, 5 guys around 2 players. That was insane.
Complete disaster.
God, you remember that?
You got a guy
disaster
on either side of them. What are you doing here? I mean, they don't even try to run a play. We've seen a lot of bizarre stuff. I've never seen anything more bizarre than that.
It was so stupid.
What was the plan?
I don't know. I mean, completely nuts.
It was no plan.
It was a backup who was in
so
there
bad.
Who hadn't repped the play and didn't know that he should have aborted the play.
He should have hiked it, right? Snapped it, and they did.
They shouldn't have snapped.
No, yeah, they shouldn't have.
Yeah, they should have just let the clock run out, but he didn't know what he was
and
doing.
You know, that fake punt last night was atrocious.
That was terrible.
And then you remember that thing happened a few years back. That
so congratulations awful. To Mark James last night. He broke the record here at WEEI for the longest trending in the history of WEEI. He went, what did he go, guys, like 4.5 minutes?
It was closer to 5. This was at 12:45 a.m.
By the way, the previous record held by Butch Stearns at 3 minutes and 47 seconds.
We're gonna extend this trending right here because the Yankees are down to their final out. There are two outs in the bottom of the ninth with Ozuna right now facing Aaron Hicks. So we're going to keep it right here. I'm not going to do play-by-play. The count is 1-2 after a foul ball by Aaron Hicks. I don't want to come back. I want it to happen live, and I think that this is the last out. Get him out. This is it.
Did he think it was it? This
no, he
was
walked
it?
Him.
The series is over? Is that what he thought? Like it was an elimination party?
I don't know. Is that he's waiting for?
And he kept on going and
it
going.
It didn't work out going, for him.
And going. Game ended. It's always bad when you're like, all right, two outs. We're going on. Just stall.
Get him out.
So his biggest problem is play the end of it.
All right. We'll come back on the other side. I'll get to your phone calls. That did not work out well.
The very next pitch.
The very next
game
pitch.
Over.
Game over. I love it.
Oh, boy, Mark.
Is that unbelievable? By the way, we have an interesting studio by-play tomorrow morning. So Mustard and Johnson will go over to 8:50 a.m. tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. They're on from 9 to noon on 8:50 a.m. And they're going to operate in that studio. And then you're going to have Mark and Hart.
There's Kawhi Leonard.
In this studio. And they're going to have two shows going on at one
who's
time.
Who's producing the 8:50 show?
It's being produced out of that studio back there.
So they won't obviously see Mustard and Johnson, but they'll see Andy and Mark.
Well, yes. That's fine. They'll just talk
That'll
back.
Work.
They'll just talk back to their
Should
producer.
Be interesting.
Because the talk back
works. No, it doesn't work.
So you got Mustard and Johnson working tomorrow morning.
Norway, Farrier, and Maloney.
Whatever. At 8:50 a.m., 9 to noon. And then you've got Mark and Hart doing the same thing right here on 93.7.
And we got Mutt tonight.
FN.
Do we know who the tonight? Special guest is?
Course I
saw
did.
It.
Of course he did. He was so pissed off. We just found
Don't
out.
Give it away. Don't
I,
give it away.
I'm giving it away.
Don't give it
away. I'm giving it
no,
away.
No, definitely
I'm
give it away.
Away.
Right, they,
give it
keep, away. They keep trying okay. to hide them, and we keep figuring it out.
It's Rob Bradford.
It's not too often where I can seem smart, right?
I saw him in the hallway. Ooh. And I said to him, you're the special guest tonight? He goes, yeah.
Basically, you put an egg on anything, it's Ooh. Good.
If you missed any of today's show, remember you can listen to the entire program on our radio.com app. Use the new Rewind feature. It's really neat. You can go back.
That's awesome.
And
and hear breaking news from an hour and a half ago with the big fellow over here. If you still don't have the app, just text APP to 37937.
I just ate like 3 pounds of lamb.
Special guest. It's Bradford it tonight with Mutt. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Yes,
guys,
sir.
We'll see you Monday, 2 p.m. Later.
It's over. We suck.
Here's one of the hardest working men in Hollywood.
Hello there, I'm John O'Hurley, but who cares about that? You may remember me from a little show I used to be on, but I'm here to tell you something very important about Big Blue Bug Solutions. Yada, yada, yada. Give him a call.
Thanks, John. Now, whether you were a popular character on one of the greatest sitcoms of all time or not, whether you have a championship banner on your wall or not, we put all of our customers up on a podium. Give us a chance to show you our iconic Blue Glove service. Call 888-BLUE-BUG or visit bigbluebug.com. We are New England's pest control experts.
Sorry, I'm late.
The meeting was 2 days ago.
I walk to work.
That's 30 miles.
Tell me about it.
Oh, unbelievable.
Water. Water.
Walking 30 miles to work to save money? Ridiculous. Switching to Arbella and combining your home and auto insurance to save 20% or more? Brilliant. Find your local independent agent at Arbella.com. Here for good.
At the 99 restaurants, we know there are tons of places to eat. So why the nines? Simple, the great deals. Check out our 9 real-size entrees for $9.99 menu, like the Baked Twin Catch, half cod, half shrimp, all delicious. Or the Southwest Fajita Chicken Bowl with flame-broiled chicken, fire-roasted corn, and fresh pico de gallo. These hearty dishes are just $9.99, all day, every day. So why the nines? Great flavor, real value.
The 99 restaurants!